The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. Organic food is booming. Every restaurant tries to out-natural the competition. I had lunch at a place that listed, by name, the farms their food came from and the distance between each of those farms and the kitchen down to the tenth of a mile. And we have this woman to thank.
My parents had an organic garden, and they taught me to never eat things I couldn't pronounce.
The founder of Amy's Kitchen, after this. Amy's Kitchen helped pioneer the organic food movement, and like the food, the company too grew organically.
At the end of a dirt road in the heart of California's wine country sits an 1870s farmhouse.
We used to have our sales meetings in the barn when we were...
CBS's John Blackstone talked to Rachel and Andy Berliner, founders of what is now a half-billion-dollar mom-and-pop business.
Nothing miraculous about what we do. We just do it a simple, old-fashioned way.
If somebody's hungry, I want to feed them.
Today, they make more than 250 different products, most of them frozen, all of them organic.
You're still kind of hippies at heart?
Yeah. Well, he never was.
You were.
She was a real hippie.
When Rachel was pregnant in 1987, they looked for organic food that was fast and easy. When they couldn't find it, they decided to go into business, making an organic tofu pot pie.
The tastings are right here in this kitchen. It's still done the same way we've always done it.
As the company grew, so did their daughter.
You are Amy.
Yes, I am Amy.
There has to be a big temptation to just cash in. It's a huge company.
Yeah, we could just sell the company and be multi-millionaires. But the reality is, this is something my parents have always taught me, is that happiness does not come from money. Happiness comes from meaning and purpose.
It also comes from social media, which is so in love with Amy's, they've never spent a dime on advertising. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.